17-year-old Jordan Brown is the youngest of three high-achieving daughters of a hard-working single mother from Jamaica. Last month, Jordan set off to attend her dream school, Georgetown University. Before she left Atlanta, though, she and her mother, Monica, carved out some time in the StoryCorps Atlanta booth to talk about life at the threshold of this big life change. Not only for Jordan, but for her mother, too.
Well, Jordan, you know, it's the big moment when you are going away from home to go to Georgetown. And I don't know about you, but I've been picturing that moment and the time leading up to it for many years now. And now it's finally here. I don't know what to think. What are you thinking?
Well, right now, I'm just excited. As anyone who knows me knows, Georgetown has been my dream school since I was 7. I just fell in love with the place immediately. Everyone was doing something. Everyone was working towards some goal. And I think that's when I first realized I was an activist, I guess. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so right now, I'm just excited.
My feelings are mixed, and everybody keeps asking, so what are you going to do when Jordan leaves home? And, you know, I have to say, I don't know, because even though you're the third one to leave home and go to school far away, I always had you. So I never had to really explore my feelings about a child leaving home. So I think I know how I'll feel, but I have no idea how I will feel when I drop you off. But I'm up to finding out. I'll have to live after this, and I don't want you to feel guilty or whatever. How do you feel about leaving home, leaving me, leaving Jackson?
Jackson is our dog, by the way. It's just something I have to do, I guess. Mm-hmm. Not because, college is the only thing you can do with your life, but just because it's a goal that I've always been working towards and that I want and that you've always been working towards for me. So it's just one of the many strange, difficult vicissitudes of life, I guess.
Yeah.
Leaving home and having to grow up and having to leave everyone who loves you, really.
And have to be on your own. I've tried to teach you resilience and just, you know, doing what you have to do, doing what needs to be done. And now is the time to put it into practice. I'm about to do different things too. And a lot of people, when their last child leaves home, that's when some people move to other countries or make big moves in their life. For me, I anticipate that move being professional. And I hope that I can do that. I don't want you to worry about me or whatever. I just want you to go on and do what you're supposed to do and just do it well. And stay in close touch with me, you know, but we'll all be okay. Just remember where you're coming from. Keep your eyes focused on where you're going, where you want to be. And for God's sake, don't leave everything until the last minute, Jordan. I might not be able to show it much, but I love you. I believe in you. I love you forever.
I love you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. Been thinking that the whole time.
That was Jordan Brown, now a freshman at Georgetown University, with her mother, Monica Fotheringham. They are both happily adjusting to their new lives. Monica recently accepted a promotion at work, and they still talk every day. This story was produced locally for WABE by Melissa Terry and recorded in partnership with the Atlanta History Center, which hosts the StoryCorps booth. To book a time to record your story with a friend or a loved one, please visit wabe.org/StoryCorps.